This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that, yes, this is to some degree retrospective economic Kremlinology, we begin today with what the Federal Reserve was thinking at its last meeting, the minutes of which were released this afternoon. The short answer is, as I said in the open, the central bank thinks there is some substantial underlying economic momentum going on out there. Also, that the initial bump the economy is going to get from the tax cuts might be bigger than originally expected. Probably 3 interest rate increases this year, if keeping track. The White House, meanwhile, offered its own official economic prognosis today, the annual economic report of the president, President Trump's first, and it agrees with the Fed. Economic growth is going to be just fine, the administration says, 3% or more, in part because the White House is assuming worker productivity is going to grow as well. Of course, regular listeners to this broadcast know the big economic bugaboo for years and years now has been that worker productivity has been basically flat. And if workers aren't producing more, it is tough for an economy to grow. The McKinsey Global Institute is out with a new report today, though, saying the era of low productivity growth might finally be coming to an end. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on explainer duty.
So a friend recently sent me a recipe for a blood orange olive oil cake that's delicious, but a ton of work. You have to cut each little section of blood orange out of its membrane. The first time I made it, it took forever, ages. But the second time, I was a little faster, more efficient. Eileen Applebaum, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says there are a couple ways bakers or other workers can become more productive.
Either that they become more skilled or that their employer invests in technology and equipment and that helps them be more efficient.
Some kind of separating machine would make that recipe a breeze, meaning if I sold my delicious cakes, I could make more of them, sell more, make more money, have more money to spend. Voila, economic growth.
If productivity is increasing, then our ability to grow the economic pie is increasing.
To mix baking metaphors, problem is productivity growth has been slow for a while now. James Manica, chairman of the McKinsey Global Institute, says one reason is that after the financial crisis, companies didn't want to invest in new machines or software that might improve worker productivity because they didn't know what the future held or if customers would buy their products. That uncertainty is finally letting up. And he thinks a new wave of technological change is coming. Everything from self-checkout kiosks in stores to remote monitoring of electric meters.
We're seeing digital technologies everywhere, but they've yet to quite fully pay off in terms of transforming the economy.
Manica says the U.S. economy has only realized about 20% of its potential digitization. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.